Okay, I'd like to call the meeting to order. Bonnie, will you do the roll call, please?
For the City of Morro Bay City Council, Mayor Janice Peters.
Here.
Vice Mayor Melody Demerit.
Melody is ill this evening, and she's no longer Vice Mayor. It's now Rick Grantham.
Okay, excuse me. Pardon me.
That's okay. You didn't know.
Councilmember William Pierce.
Here.
Councilmember Betty Winholtz.
Here.
And Vice Mayor Rick Grantham.
Here.
And okay. For Cayuga Sanitary District Board of Directors, President Robert Enns.
Here.
Vice President Nat Raimondo. He
Nat's
is absent. Director Hal Phones.
Here.
Director Bud McHale.
Here.
And Director Shirley Lyon.
Here. Okay, with that, I will open the meeting to public comment. Members of the audience wishing to address the governing bodies on more.
Chair Enns, Joint Powers Agreement, Joey Ricano, California Ocean Outfall Group, and consequently, I am a Morro Bay City Council candidate. I'm going to take your job because you're not doing a good job. Our oceans are in peril. You are in denial. You have chosen over and over again to ignore the creatures that are washing up dead and dying on our shores. We came and lobbied you, as it were, to get rid of the sewage waiver that allowed you to dump such dirty sewage. And now you have backed off on tertiary treatment as soon as the environmental community backs off. So obviously, we have to come back and apply the pressure again. I'm happy to do so. I don't mind mixing it up a bit. I was at the North Point the other day, and a sea lion was on shore in obvious distress. I went to the Marine Mammal Center, and next door there was the Pacific Wildlife Center, and they were swamped. There were all types of sea creatures in serious trouble, and it's nobody's fault but yours. The outfall continues to dump substandard sewage. The creatures continue to be in distress, and the environmental community continues to be alarmed. The time has come for you to pay attention to what you got elected for, and you got elected to clean up the ocean, protect our state marine reserve. So I urge you to work with us to get on the ball and clean up your dirty discharge. And I thank you for this opportunity to address you today.
Good evening, City of Morro Bay Council members and Cayuga Sanitary District Board of Directors. My name is Marla Jo Bruton, and I reside in North Morro Bay. I have a particular interest in the proceedings and the process of the project that we are embarking upon to upgrade and our wastewater treatment plant. We also have substantial, we have brought to your attention, and I understand that the Regional Water Quality Board has now asked for an official response from the City of Morro Bay and separately the Cayuga Sanitary District in regards to the dilapidated sewer collection and conveyance system and deferred maintenance on that. So I'll be looking forward to your response. There's a saying, and particularly originated from a politician, I can't can't remember right now who the speaker was, but it goes something like this: when you think you're leading and you turn around and no one is following you, you are merely taking a walk. My aunt we had of the JPA was 5 months ago, I believe, September. There have been numerous times when the two agencies have committed to having regular meetings, JPA meetings, so that the public can stay informed and that so the members of the board can know what the staff and the consultants and the environmentalists and everybody are saying. I do not see that happening. It has not happened. And I have been here for at least 4 years trying to capture every single JPA meeting, which has been like running around with a butterfly nest. And as we all know, the monarchs have disappeared, so it's really hard to catch a monarch. It's really hard to catch a JPA meeting. I'm today was able to take a look briefly at the package before you and the items on the agenda. Of course, I didn't have time to thoroughly investigate anything or read it in any serious matter because I only found out about the meeting and was only able to get the package, my time schedule, at about 4:15 today. One of the things I'd like to bring up is that that's just unacceptable. I mean, what do you think you're doing? The collection systems, I just like, can you help me? One of the things for the public, because all $2 million from FEMA for earthquake damage pre-approved before Mr. Sadowski left the employ. And Morro Bay also has a lot of things that they can look at. This is a picture. This image shows a sunken main that originally drained into the Main Street trunk line in Morro Bay, North Morro Bay. Clearly in this situation, sewage from the main would be dumped under the trunk line instead of into it. In addition, sewage in the trunk line would flow into the opening and from there run under the trunk. This damage was reportedly repaired in late 2007, but we have verified through review of an earlier inspection tape that this situation existed for at least 7 years, allowing, we believe, very large amounts of sewage to exfiltrate into the soil. This is just one example. I encourage the people of Morro Bay and the people in Cayucas to become involved with this process. The direction that we are going, that you are going right now, is the wrong direction, completely the wrong direction. And so neighbors out there, pass the word, and please get the people of Cayucas involved. They particularly have a shadow government being run by the Cayucas Sanitary District. And I'm not really aware that they all know that new property has been annexed into the Cayucas Sanitary District sphere of influence that will require more water and more sewage and a larger city outline. Thank you.
Richard Sadowski, Mechanical Field Test Option, a $3 billion development and management company under the J.F. Shea umbrella are Syntex Homes, Shea Homes, Builders of Affordable Housing, Golf Course Development, Water Supply, and Mining. Gerald T. Shea, Slo County District Attorney, an elected official, and an owner-builder of affordable housing in LAFCO areas, particularly your area, Mr. Enns, Cayucas Sanitary District. Slo County Building and Planning Staff, Municipal Building Public Works and Planning Staff, LAFCO areas with special districts, for example, the Cayucas Sanitary District, Parks and Rec, and the California State Parks, San Luis Obispo County. By having staff members in key positions within the building permit process and ignoring the conflicts of interest of elected and appointed officials, the profit-making machine of J.F. Shea Company, Inc. can continue to operate in Slo County. By giving special privileges to permit facilitators like Jeffrey Edwards, working within the network, proper due process and environmental review are bypassed. For example, federal and state environmental national pollution discharge elimination laws, such as drainage issues, Your own ordinance are violated, Mr. Inns. These laws are enacted to protect the public health and safety and our environment. These laws have been and are continually being ignored by Slo County. Without proper enforcement, protection, which these laws provide, are nullified. And what is compromised? Public facilitators that J.F. Shea Company, Inc. has posing as county staff. That's Superior Court, San Luis Obispo, case number CV050304, second amended complaint. Thank you.
Good evening, directors and council members. I'm Andrew Christie. I am director of the Santa Lucia chapter of the Sierra Club, representing our 2,500 members in San Luis Obispo County. I am passing around to you a letter that was faxed to you by the Natural Resources Defense Council yesterday, which you may or may not have in your packages for this evening. We would like to underscore the points that the NRDC makes regarding your February 6th staff report on the finding of no likely adverse effect of the treatment plant's discharge by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in concurrence with the EPA's biological assessment. Your staff report essentially states this fact and leaves it at that. We point out the context and background that Fish and Wildlife provided. Specifically, they essentially found no adverse effect because the science is not there to show an adverse effect, so they essentially defaulted to saying, we can't say that there is, we can't say that there isn't. The key statement in their report was, a significant degree of scientific uncertainty exists as to the mechanisms for potential impacts for the otter. Further, there are material gaps in available data and in the scientific methodology for gathering such data, which, if developed, would assist wastewater treatment facilities to tertiary treatment, they found. Our office believes the decision has significant potential to minimize the concerns regarding possible effects on the otter and the applicant's progress towards implementing their present commitment to tertiary treatment will also be a significant factor in any future Endangered Species Act analyses conducted by our office pertaining to this discharge. So Sierra Club and NRDC would simply like you to keep the full picture in mind going forward as you move towards a full tertiary treatment upgrade of the treatment plant. Thank you.
I'd just like to respond to two things. First of all, our last meeting was on November 7th, at which time we did announce that we would have a meeting tonight on February 13th. And also, I don't know what the first speaker was referring to, but as far as I know, we haven't backed off from tertiary treatment.
Thank you, Mayor Peters, for those comments. With that, we'll take the consent calendar. Would anyone like to have an item on their removed for separate discussion?
Are you asking both the groups?
Yes.
I'd like to pull number two.
All right. Number two. Anyone else? And a motion would be in order?
No, I'll pull number three.
And number three. Then a motion would be in order from the Cayucas Board to approve the minutes of the November 7th meeting.
So moved. Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Morro Bay, same motion.
Okay, Morro Bay, same motion.
So move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None.
All right, with that, we'll take item.
You state the average removal of the BOD and the suspended solids. This particular month was lower than the previous three or four months. I assume it's because of that screen incident that happened. Is that what happened there?
You're referring to the December 2007.
Mm-hmm.
My guess is I don't have the data sitting in front of me, but sometimes those numbers are skewed by the percentage removal rates are based on the influent number and the effluent number. And if we have a low influent number, that number can range anywhere from 200 to 480. If we have a 200 coming in the door, we can still have a good removal rate, but the lower influent value makes it harder to achieve a higher number. And I'd have to double check. It it tends to skew the data a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I think more importantly, I was wondering if the impact of that screen, there was a screen that had a problem, and then you diverted it to some part had an issue with it, then you diverted it to the screen, and then the screen broke, and then you had to divert it to a holding place. And I didn't know if that was part of the effect.
No, the screen had no effect on the overall operations of the plant. The plant continued to operate at a very high level.
Okay. That affected those numbers. Then my observation is back on this wastewater treatment plant flow summary, and I just thought it was interesting that when you compare January 2006, it's a page that looks like that. Yep. Two or three pages in. That when you compare the flow of 2006 with 2007, and
I... We tend to see a higher total flow into the plant.
Mm-hmm.
And during those time periods, I think in the drier months, you're seeing a more true ratio of domestic sewage split between the two communities.
But it wasn't just a monthly thing. It was the whole year was consistently the flow. If you compare month to month, the daily flow is down for 2007. And yet Morro Bay's daily flow went up percentage-wise. And I just found, what is it that's happened in Morro Bay that we...
I think what you're seeing there is that 2007 was a dry year.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you're seeing is a more true split between the two communities.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at rain years, you tend to start to pick up who has more... rain impact on their system, and I think you'll see the sanitary district tend to have a slightly higher percentage of the flow rate in rain months, which would indicate they may have a little bit more INI. They may be pumping percentage-wise a little bit more water to us than they would
than normal
during a dry period.
Okay, so you're saying that 07 is the wet year and 06 is the dry year?
No, I believe that 07 is the dry year. We didn't have any rain last year.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Anyone else on item A2? Thank you, Bruce. With that, we'll ask for a motion to approve item A2. Morro Bay, you would like to go first?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
From the United States Environmental Protection Agency, stating that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has concurred with them in their determination that continued ocean discharge from the plant is not likely to adversely affect the sea otter or brown pelican. I just want to read a little bit from those two letters so that people are aware. I'm not arguing. I'm just giving you the information we received. This is from the United States Environmental Protection Agency. This offer has received concurrence from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and their determination that the continued ocean discharge from the Morro Bay Cayucas Wastewater Treatment Facility is not likely to adversely affect the endangered brown pelican and threatened sea otter. From the United States Department of the Interior Fish and Wildlife Service, they say that Toxoplasma gondii, which has been identified as the cause of mortality in sea otters, is likely entering the marine ecosystem from terrestrial sources, as felines are to date the only known definitive hosts for the parasite. So I just want to have that information out there as well. This apparently does not seem to be the cause of these deaths, and while there are other reasons that may be, it doesn't appear to be our wastewater treatment plant. That's all.
All right. Thank you for that. Would you like to make a motion to approve item A3?
I will make that motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? No.
Okay. Cayuca, same motion. Thank you.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you. Okay, item B1, under unfinished business, Morro Bay space needs assessment.
Understanding is that we are supposed to be receiving a draft of that report in the coming week. So I really don't have anything to report at this time, but I'm sure we can bring back that information at the next meeting. But it's an ongoing process at this point.
Very good. Thank you. Any comments, Cayucas, Morro Bay?
Mm-hmm.
Just the preliminary question, which probably shouldn't be asked until it's brought back later, but I believe that Cayucos chose not to be involved because it didn't affect you directly, and yet if we end up using some of our corporate yard or the RV park that you're also part of a little bit, will there be a divvying up of back payments for being participants in that, or do you expect us to carry that whole thing, even though part of it may be end up being that you'll be involved with it? Or are you seeing it's just as a done deal?
Hal?
We looked at this, and we are also looking at space needs for our district. You're going to come back with a completed report, and we'll consider it at that time. However, we weren't involved in the selection of our RM, so we feel a little bit that you're way ahead of us, and maybe we'll take care of it when the results come in.
Okay. So what you're saying is that because we kind of initiated and went with it, mm-hmm. and involved you, like in the second step rather than the first step, that
yeah,
you had concerns.
Should have asked us first before he started spending money.
We're involved in forming the scope. We never saw the scope. We were never involved in any of the contract negotiations. Hadn't ever seen any of these materials until we were here. So they really didn't have an opportunity to objectively look at the material and make an intelligent decision. I think that's why you're seeing the issue postponed until perhaps the document comes forth.
Mm-hmm. Does Morbay staff have anything they want to say, or are you fine with what's been said?
No, I think we're fine at this point. The city recognizes they have needs, and that, you know, the treatment plant is surrounded by city property, so the treatment plant potentially has an impact on city facilities and whatnot, and I think that's why the city pushed that issue forward, and we'll bring it back and we'll see where we go.
Okay, thank you very much. With that, we'll go to new business, item C1. First quarter invoice. Bonnie, do you have any comments?
I believe my staff report to you had recommended that you approve the first quarter invoice.
Okay. Cayucos, motion would be in order to approve payment of $59,412.23.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you very much. Item C2, to extend the
Mr. Enns, what about the other two invoices in that report? Are they need to be approved as well?
Okay. It says first quarter and supplemental. I would think it was.
We have a finance person here if you'd like to hear from her.
That was just for the first quarter, the $59,000.
Okay, and the two supplemental invoices then are?
Joyce, did you want to clarify?
Perhaps I can clarify this, Honorable Mayor and City Council, and Honorable President and Board of Directors. The price that you see, the total amount on the staff report includes both the invoice for the first quarter and the two supplemental invoices.
And that's the $71,000?
Yes.
Figure, right.
Okay, would we need to revise the number from $59,412.23 to $71,098.12? Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, I would ask that we rescind the previous motion and make a new motion to approve the amount $171,098.12.
I move to rescind the motion.
Okay, item C2 then, to extend the audit agreement for 3 years with our current CPAs.
The firm of Crosby & Sindrich has been satisfactorily performing the financial audits for the Morro Bay Cayuca Sanitary District wastewater treatment plant since the 2000-2001 fiscal year. Their contract ends with the 2005-2006 audit. It is recommended that their contract be extended for an additional 3-year period, which will include 2006-2007, 2007-2008, and 2008-2009. Thank you.
Okay, my understanding that that's the not to exceed amount of $5,200, is that per year?
That's correct.
Okay. Morro Bay, any comments?
Any questions?
No questions, but I'm excited to have an auditor that we're so happy with and to continue with them.
For change, yes.
Yeah, really.
Good. Okay. Would you like to go ahead and make a motion then?
One fast question.
Rick?
Excuse me. Are we going to keep that not to exceed on the new contract with them?
I'm sorry.
Are we going to keep the not to exceed figure on this new contract? All right.
Yes, that will be included in the new contract.
Okay. Can I hear a motion?
Go
ahead.
I would move that we extend the audit engagement with Crosby and Sindrich.
Sindrich.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay, discussion of request for proposals for design services for the wastewater treatment plant upgrade. Bruce?
Yeah, I'll lead off on this one. At the last JPA meeting, there was discussion concerning design services for the wastewater treatment plant upgrade, and the question was whether we were preparing an RFP for design services. The staff report kind of summarizes where we stand on that right now and some of the issues that staff feels need to be addressed as we work through the process. As a staff report points out, you know, we have made progress on the eight-year time schedule that we have for upgrading the plant. You have adopted a draft facility master plan. Both the city and the district have developed and adopted draft revenue programs, and both have implemented new rate structures. So we're making progress on that, and we're currently in the consultant procurement process for environmental services. The schedule, as outlined and adopted by both the city and the district, calls for beginning preparation of the RFP for design in January 2010. The statement has been made throughout this program for upgrading the treatment plant that we want to upgrade the upgrade project to move forward as quickly as possible. There's some other public agencies. I do have some examples that people used for design services. They're not all probably applicable to what we're doing, but they give you a general idea of maybe what we need to include in ours. As we move through that process, the city's engineering staff is going to have to become more involved in that because that's really their area of expertise. I'm sort of moving into deeper water every time I move out on this project. We also have city staff has concerns, and I think the district staff may share some of those concerns on other issues, one of which is a recent letter from the district that indicated a need to increase their peak hourly flow pumping capacity to 2,800 gallons a minute. District and city staff met last week and had, a very productive conversation on what the district's needs were and some of the issues associated with those pumping rates. When we left that meeting, it was my understanding that the district staff would work with the district engineers to try and fine-tune those numbers and make sure that was the, bring back more information so that staffs can meet again. Another issue that's pointed out here is that the city staff would like to discuss and potentially finalize cost allocations for the project as we move through. We're moving farther into this project, and each progressive step we take is each side is incurring more financial liability because each step is larger. The design phase of this project is probably going to be in the $1.5 million pro rata share flow, and we would revisit that subject once the cost allocation issues were addressed. And with that, I'll open it up to questions from the district and the council.
All right. Anyone wishing to comment?
One question. Has the subcommittee met on that allocation issue yet? Where are you moving on that?
No, we have not met on that. I don't think there's been any direction from the district or the council to start that process.
Okay. And Bruce, what's the current peak flow? They're talking about going to 2,800 per minute. What's the current?
Well, I think currently they're capable of pumping somewhere in the 1,700 gallon a minute range from List Station 5, but those numbers don't necessarily jive with the peak hourly flows listed in the adopted facilities master plan, and that's one of the issues that the staffs are trying to reconcile, and then we'll bring back our recommendation to the boards.
Thank you, Bruce. Any other comments? Yes.
I don't seem to have the full picture here. This is our delivery system. We're looking at a very short period of time for the peak flow. So we really have to get it there. We have a great deal of pipeline to absorb some capacity. We can't pump 2,800 gallons a minute over the hill now. So this is a future number, maybe an unrealistic number. I don't think it should get involved with the treatment plant since it's a delivery system.
Hourly flow in the adopted facilities master plan is 5.9 million gallons. And if the city owns or has indicated they would like 4.5 of that and the district wanted 1.43, the 1.43 doesn't necessarily jive with the 2,800 gallons per minute. And I think we're trying to figure out, in worst-case scenario, if you were able to get that water to us, what the effects would be not only on a proposed plant but the existing plant as well. Because if the city's pumping 4.5 million gallons and you're pumping 4 million gallons, that would currently exceed the wet weather capacity of the treatment plant.
Okay, thank you, Bruce. I think this is something we need to leave with the two staffs right now, and it's my understanding that this will be worked out and we'll get a little better understanding and a report maybe at our next meeting. Bill?
Bill Callahan, District Manager, Cayuga Sanitary District. One of the things that I would like to suggest and to the City Council, it's kind of a, I'm asking for your permission to use Corolo as a third party in to help iron this out, because it seems like we have a little bit of a difference of opinion. That's, you have both of our letters that kind of discuss this item. Staffs do not completely interpret these numbers the same way at this time, so to enable us to thoroughly figure this out, we contacted Corolo. They said, they gave us some initial response, but said a formal party to weigh in on this.
Okay. Chairman Enns, I have a question.
Let me make a statement
okay. First,
please. One is the facility plan that we have now, the facility master plan. Is that a draft report at this time?
Yes, okay. And it so says that, in there that it's subject to change.
Okay, so that was really my question, was that as we finalize that document, we may want to revise some numbers based on new information.
It gave both parties the ability to do that, yes.
All right. Thank you. Bill?
Am I to assume that permission also includes a check accompanying it? And in which case, how's this funded?
I do not at this time believe that we'd be asking the city for money for this. I spoke with Mr. Stringfield, and expressed some concerns, and I think that financially it won't be such an issue.
Okay, understood.
So you're saying that you all would pick up the cost of it?
If there is a cost, it turned out to be solely our responsibility, yes. That would be at the direction of the board, I would think, but
I'm a little curious why you would choose Corolla, because Boyle did your study, Corolla did ours, or the joint study, and it seems like you'd want to go to a third party.
Well, I am looking at them as a third party. They produced those numbers. They asked us for specific information. We gave that to them. We trusted them that they would disseminate that information and have accurate calculations. Now that's kind of being brought into question. And also, I think it would be good for them to weigh in on what these numbers really mean, if that really impacts peak hourly flow in the way that the city interprets it, or the way that the district interprets it. At this point, necessarily, that 2,800 GPM would equate to 2,800 peak hourly flow. And that's really, the engineers can explain that in a much better fashion than I can. That's why we're looking for a third party.
I think if you're looking for consensus, you've got my agreement.
Well, I think we'd have to bring it back to the council, and we can probably do that at one of our regular meetings. And
get approval. I'm happy to come to one of your meetings,
yeah. Yeah, because it's not on the agenda tonight, so we can't do that. But.
Okay, I would only comment that in the process of finalizing the facility master plan, I would assume more than just this number may change or be taken under consideration, and I would also assume that Corolla has some money in their budget based on their original bid to make those small changes and corrections.
In my discussion with Mr. Stringfield, he said that they would do the majority of that work at no charge.
Okay, thank you. Let me speak briefly to the issue of cost allocation. There are two things I'm very much looking forward to in this process. One is discussion about the wording or whatever is in the JPA. The other one is specifically the cost allocation of the project. So at any time that we can address that, go forward with it, I'd be happy to set up meetings or do whatever we want to do to move that along.
Okay.
Looking forward to it.
All right. Well, we'll go ahead and put this on one of our council agendas so we at least get this.
Thing is to resolve this issue. The precedent you're setting, bringing this thing back to the council, in a situation in which numbers like this are going to come up repeatedly through this process because they're expected to, is that every time we're going to jam it into the system, take a lot longer, probably get to some very contentious points, which we could be facing right now, and bog the process down to an absurd point. And in my own mind, I think there's some alternative motives involved in this, but I don't think that's relevant to this discussion. We're not asking for any formal council action or any formal district action. We're asking you to provide direction to staff, which is exactly what the recommendation here is. So with that in mind, my hope is that you direct staff to do whatever you think is appropriate to move the project forward with all due speed, which is to resolve this issue. It's not a funding issue, so I'm really not clear as to why you would bring it back to your own council. So if you could perhaps reconsider that direction and provide direction to our staff, we can resolve this issue before the next meeting so you'll have the information in front of you. Corolla indicates it's basically a very, very low-cost item, and I think that would be the most significant issue to bring it back to your council.
Well, it is. I assure you there's nothing underhanded here. We're just being approached with this idea right now. So,
but I don't think you're trapped by your agenda.
That wasn't part of what we thought was our agenda.
Provide direction to staff is provide direction to staff.
Okay. Dylan, did you have something you wanted to add?
Just very quickly, we want to make sure that as we go through this process and as these numbers change, Dylan Wade, Senior Civil Engineer, City of Morro Bay. As we go through the process and these numbers are pushed around, depending on where we push them to and how far we massage those numbers, we actually can get into the scenario where there are tremendous cost impacts.
An impasse between staffs on this? Why not let the staffs get together, figure out what they got to do? Why involve third parties at this point? I don't see the need. Let them do their jobs.
Well, it seems to be staff's suggestion to involve a third party, at least from Cayugas's.
Well, I think when we left the last meeting, the district was going to go back, gather more information, and then my understanding was at a staff level we would meet again. And we would continue that conversation and try and work through that issue. So I think that's kind of where, I mean, maybe I'm misinterpreting what we left the last meeting with.
Well, I mean, from my perspective, Bill Callahan, Cayucas Sanitary District, District Manager. From my perspective, I want to resolve this and make this a non-issue as fast as possible. That is why I'm asking for some kind of direction to involve a third party, because our engineers at the district seem to have a different opinion of what these numbers mean compared to the district engineers. In my mind, the easiest way to resolve something like that is to take the pre-design engineer, Carollo, and have them weigh in and say, hey, this is what these numbers mean, and this is the potential implications of any new numbers, whatever they may be.
So would you be looking for just a letter from Carollo stating that or something? I mean, what exactly is it you want them to do? If we do have a pot of money left, I'm not sure how much of it I would want to go to this issue if we're saving it for other things, revisions and all of that.
Well, as I stated before, and I don't have a...
All right, Mr. Ambo, did you have something to add to that too?
Hello, Bruce Ambo, Public Services Director. Just to follow up on a soundbite that Bill just mentioned, in the event they made a mistake. And that's kind of why we still want to look at this at a staff level. And we may want to keep Carollo in a different place because it's kind of having, if Carollo's made some mistakes, we may want to have a different opinion and that. So, and I'm not jumping to any conclusions, but what we are recommending is let the staff work this out. I think there's quite a bit of room. And I can't say we totally understand one another. And when we feel like we're totally at an impasse, then we would certainly come back to you and say we think we may need, some peer review on this. But it would probably be from an impartial party if we were, you know, advocating that. But I can't say that we're at a measure of last resort at this point. Thank you.
Okay, we'll see staffs meet and try to get this resolved. If there's an issue that you cannot resolve, then bring it back to us.
Mr. Ernst, I have a comment.
Please.
As part of that resolution, I would like to see the six items addressed by Moro Bay City staff answered in that resolve. The impact on facilities master plan, the impact on the environmental services, the impact on the Main Street trunk line, the impact on the ocean outfall line, the impact on the shared capacity. And in addition, I'd like the four items on the back of your letter, dated February 4th, not your letter, but the district's letter, where they address not the same issues, but respond to some of those in terms of the ditch design, the treatment capacity, the flow, and so I...
Seems untenable. We think this is a hydraulic issue, that it has very little to do with anything you've raised other than delay. In your letter, and candidly, I've talked to your staff. I know these staffs have met, tried to work through the knots in this issue. We don't think it has any effect on treatment. I can answer these questions for you now. It will have no effect on the treatment capacity of the plant. It will have no effect on the environmental analysis of the plant. On the trunk line project, it will have an impact, and that's where you got the number, and that has to be worked out, but it's not relevant to the upgrade project. On the flow rate, we need to have Carollo look at it to see ultimately what it's going to be. And I think, you know, then now you're in other yet identified JPA issues. Float that thing out there. We're at an impasse, and I can tell you it's a bad impasse. And the longer it takes to unwind it, the worse this is going to get. It's a fragile relationship as it is, and I don't mean to underscore that fact, but it is. We've done a lot in repairing it. We seem to have gotten through this process very well. We have a facilities master plan. The numbers you're talking about fit in there somewhere. We didn't draft the plan. Neither did your staff. We want to know where those numbers fit. We all want to know. We want to know whether we're going to have to change the treatment capacity of the plant, which your letter says, which I think is just bizarre. And I think you'll find ultimately it is bizarre. But Carollo would be the logical one. They wrote the facilities master plan. They utilized those numbers. And to me, they're the ones that are appropriate to tell us where they fit, because ultimately it's their facilities master plan. So this idea that we're going to continue to sit and talk and hold hands and resolve the issue is just ridiculous. We've tried, and now we're now at a point asking you to direct us to go to a third party at no cost and resolve it.
Had both sides kind of scratching their heads, and that the district was going to go back, speak to the district engineer, and then we were going to sit down and have that conversation again and see if we could get some better definition of what that pumping rate really means. And to my knowledge, I don't think that information's been transmitted from the district to the city.
Chair Enns, why don't we take a 10-minute break and let these staff people who are sitting out there talking sit and talk and come back to us with an answer?
Well, I don't think we have to go that far. I'll pose one question. Does this number have an impact on the treatment capacity of the plant? We say absolutely 100% not.
You know, at this point, I think you're going to have to – I'm not an engineer by trade.
Neither am I.
So I think that we're having a conversation that the engineers need to hold. And
I think if you ask the respective engineers their opinions, you'll see the impasse we're talking about. Well, I'm the wrong person to be here, but
when we left the meeting, I didn't realize we are at this impasse.
Let's take that break and let
I look
talk.
At this more as delay than anything.
I think we'll take a short break because there's some coffee back there and some cookies, if for no other reason.
And we'll all calm down. Well, I guess my question is, are the two staff still discussing things? What my concern, and I was thinking about this during the break, what we need to do is clarify the issues. Once those issues get clarified, then perhaps we go and ask an outside party. But if we ask them now with the issues still muddy, then the information we get isn't going to be applicable. It's just going to be more confusing. So I guess that I would think would be the first thing. And I would look to staffs and say, are the issues clarified or are you still working on them?
Perfect.
And the answer is?
And the answer is?
I'm Mike Nunley with Boyle Engineering. We're the district engineers for Cayucas Sanitary District. But before I say we've answered or not answered anything, let me just say there's something I wanted to mention. We're the ones that worked on this memorandum about the lift station capacity. What we did is we analyzed a storm event, a particular storm event that's in the historic period that would have been analyzed as part of the draft facility master plan. And what we found is that we came up with a considerably different number that way than what's in the facility master plan. What we're asking for now is permission just to go back to the consultant who jointly works for all of us on a draft report that has not been finaled yet and be able to go back to them and say, hey, we have this historic time period we looked at. Here's a number we came up for the inflow. It doesn't match what's in the report. Can you help us figure out what this means? And that's all I think we're really asking for at this point. Now, there are going to be other points in the process where between the draft and the finaling of the facility master plan, and I've done a number of these, so I know what an iterative process it is for the consultant working on these. You plan for your clients for consultation between the draft and the final master plan. So all we're asking for at this point is we have an analysis we did for a lift station upstream of the wastewater plant. When we were looking at the hydraulic capacity of the trunk main between the lift station and the plant. What we want to be able to do now is go back to our collective consultant, Corolo Engineers, and say, hey, we did this analysis. What do you think this means for the peak hour flow at the plant? What do you think it means for your table here where you show peak hour flow? And can you just correspond with us a little bit about it? And the intent has never been for, I can speak from our perspective, the intent's never been to keep city staff out of the loop on that. If anything, we all want to just work on it together. There are things that the district's going to do to take another look at that number. We're going to look and see, hey, are the flow projections perhaps too conservative? Is there something we include in that I&I analysis that we may not need to include 8 years from now that might already be handled? So we just want to make sure that all the options are open to us, as I'm sure that you would want to if you found an issue in the draft master plan as well.
Okay. Mr. Keough, are you in agreement that this is a good idea or reservations?
I'm not exactly sure the direction that I was hearing from city staff in the back, and I defer to Bruce on that one. I really.
We're passing the buck, and Dylan has received
Dylan drew
it.
The short straw.
I guess that's what you get for being the new guy. Dylan Wade, Senior Civil Engineer, City of Morro Bay. The issue at hand, I think at some point, this certainly is going to have to go back to Corolla. There's no question, I think, in anybody's mind that that's certainly going to happen than we anticipated and then we scoped in our RFP. And so there are certainly a number of large issues. Having Corolla look at it until prematurely, I guess, could complicate the issue. At some point, certainly, they're going to have to do it. And at some point, Cayucas and Corolla are going to have to sit down and come up with what their actual peak hourly flow is projected to be for this facility. So in the long run, we're going to have to get there. Where we're at the staff level from the city's perspective is we wanted to get a little further into the process before we brought Corolla in. We wanted to basically see where we were in agreement, where we were at an impasse, what the issues were on both sides a little bit better. And we didn't anticipate this coming up this evening. Where we left it during our last meeting was Cayuga's staff wanted to look at it a little further, come back, and then address this in a future agenda item. And so that would be kind of the recommendation we were planning on, and we'll hold to it this time, is that they look at it, revise their flow projections, let's get it ironed out as close as we can, and then let's bring Corolla on board.
Okay. Then Cayuga's...
Well, I think I heard both parties say the same thing in the same language, so it's my understanding that staffs have some more homework to do, and we'll see if there's an issue at some later date.
Okay.
Good enough? All right. Thank you.
Yeah. I still had a comment, Mr. Enns.
Yes.
Because part of the, if we're leaving C3, is that right?
Yes.
That one of the things that was asked for on there was direction in terms of the design, whether to go ahead with that. And I guess my feeling at this point is no, that we don't want to go ahead with that. Public comment twice. And I would say on page 2 in the first paragraph and somewhere else. But in the next document, I guess actually it is, in C4, it refers to a secondary plant. And I think that's where, I'm not sure if it was the Sierra Club or Mr. Ricano, but someone was saying, you know, are you really going tertiary or are you really going secondary? So I guess we need to be consistent in our documents. You know, what is it that we are doing? And so when we say in here we're doing secondary, when I thought we had made the intent to go tertiary, I think that confuses not just me but the public. Can I point them out? Of C3.
Of C3.
Yeah. And then on the first paragraph of C4, it says the same thing.
Well, I guess from a technical standpoint, no matter what project you build, you can build a tertiary treatment plant, but your goal is to achieve full secondary compliance because the regional board and EPA don't have there is no legal requirement for us to go to tertiary treatment. And that's why I guess maybe I'm too close to it.
That.
And I
mm-hmm.
sometimes I didn't imply actually in the first page, it says that we adopted a draft facility master plan that calls for tertiary treatment.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then I look at it as saying, you know, your goal in the long run here with this schedule, no matter what happens, mm-hmm. you need to be at full secondary treatment by 2014, because that's kind of what the time schedule outlined, and that was...
So perhaps the wording that we need to answer is the schedule provides that the plant will achieve the required, or the agency required, full secondary compliance.
With our intent to go tertiary.
Right, yeah.
I think we need to add
that
with intent, too.
Right.
Or you could say at least secondary.
Well, I think he has said that, at least full secondary, but I think that tertiary word needs to be in there somewhere.
That's just wording, but that is... clear that that's probably where they picked up the mistaken impression that we weren't going there.
And then I just have one other thing about C3. and maybe this is just because it's a copying thing, but these charts that were sent to us from Cayucas, particularly 1 and 3, are real difficult to read. And I don't need to have those numbers right now, but I guess maybe just ask in the future if whoever creates charts that we can make them so we can read them. Thanks.
Okay, any other comments on C3? With that, we'll go to item C4, discussion of the 8-year time schedule. Bruce?
Yeah, this was basically just kind of a status report on the dates outlined in the schedule that was adopted at the April 2006 JPA meeting, and where we kind of stand with the tasks as outlined. The key task, well, actually, task one, the initial coordination with city and district, is obviously key because of the discussion that we just had over the last half hour. But task two in the time schedule was a facilities plan, and it kind of gave you the dates that on that for awarding a contract to Corolo on that. And I think we're approximately 4 months ahead of the dates outlined in the schedule for that task. So we have been making steady progress on this. The RFP for environmental services was public notice on December 1st, 2007. We received four proposals on January 31st, 2008, and we're currently in the evaluation process on those. The schedule actually called for issuing the RFP on July 1st, 2008 with a contract award at the end of August 2008, so we're several months ahead of that schedule as well. Probably the most glaring is the design and construction, and that kind of goes back to the previous staff report and some of the confusion that I've had in the past is doing it as quickly as possible versus the dates outlined in the schedule. The schedule calls for beginning preparation of the RFP for design basically in January 2010. And then it's a fairly fast-track process through to construction, which would end, I believe, I think construction ends with plant startup in January of 2014. So we have some time on the design RFP to kind of work through these issues. So while we're trying to do it as quickly as possible, I think the intent was just to inform both the council, the district board, and the public that we are ahead of schedule at this point and that we do have some time to work those issues out. With that, I'll just open it up to questions.
There's another.
Any questions?
Just a comment, if I might. And so the chart that we've outlined is obviously started years ago, and so they just retroactively approved that. And they don't start the 8 years from when the permit's issued.
I believe it would be retroactive.
Thank you.
Any other comments? Seeing none, we'll go to item C3, schedule for the next joint meeting.
Oh,
C5, I'm sorry. Yeah. Let's do not go back to C3.
No, let's not. No.
Somehow that got stuck in my mind. All right, item C5, next joint meeting.
Mr. Enns?
Yes.
I believe that the city council needs to be sure to avoid second Wednesdays of the month in deference to our city attorney. So I guess I'd like us to maybe go back to Thursdays to avoid that, unless we are conscious to avoid that Wednesday. And I also would like us to go back to alternating locations. And I think I asked that before, and I was thinking that this week we would be meeting back in Cayucas. I know it becomes a thing with the video machine and all that, but I'm more concerned that the communities have access to the meetings live than they see it on TV from here.
Bill Callahan, Cayucas Sanitary District. I think we talked about that at the last JPA meeting. Unless we can change the time of the JPA meeting, we really have some. The only place that we can really hold it is the Cayucas Veterans Hall, and they are booked solid. The school right now is under construction. Otherwise, that would be an option. And, they've converted the auditorium where we used to meet to a cafeteria. There's no room, unfortunately.
I'm okay with
it. It's
not that
far out of town.
We're happy to continue hosting. That's not a problem. I want to be fair. Okay.
Well,
so
we've got a, what is it, $8 million bond that the school's building some new facilities, and when that's completed, maybe we can make up for, you can hold several meetings in Cayucas.
And we'll still make attempts to try and schedule that, but every attempt that we have made has just, we've run into scheduling problems, so.
You're a very popular town.
The Vets Hall is.
Okay. Our next meeting typically is every 3 months, is that correct? And would May be a good time because we should have a budget prepared, draft budget, Bruce, for you. So sometime in mid-May, early May.
So like Thursday the 8th or the 15th?
I like Thursday, May 8th.
8th or 15th, either of those.
Madam Mayor, could you maybe not schedule them on the same week that we have City Council?
The 8th?
No, I'm just asking. Yeah. I don't have a calendar in front of me.
The 15th we do, but the 8th we don't.
Okay.
That would be the second Thursday. The first is a Thursday, May 1st.
Like Harper and
Andrea? Not the second Thursday.
Not the second Thursday? Okay.
So the 8th would work?
All right. We'll schedule that. Are there any items that we...
Yes.
Are there any items that specifically we'd like to see on that agenda?
Do you expect a subcommittee?
There's two smiling staffs.
Yeah.
Do you expect a subcommittee meeting before then?
Bruce, would we be looking, but before that time, would we be looking at the any information on the RFP that's out and the response?
I would assume that by Thursday, May 8th, we may have a contract to award for the RFP at that time.
Would you anticipate any of our technical advisory committee meeting before that to discuss any of the items in that?
No, not at this time. I don't know if it's too early to push cost allocation or at least start that ball rolling. I mean, I think that would be the next, that would be another topic to throw in there, maybe.
It's a discussion we'd like to have.
Very good. If there's nothing else, motion would be in order to adjourn.
So moved. Second.
Motion and a second. All those Cayucas in favor of going home, say aye.
Aye.
Morro Bay, it's up to you.
Morro Bay. Bill, motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None.
For a second.
Thank you.